Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for the good people at Wilson Homes. It was a crazy day, Jared, this morning in the UEFA Champions League. It's on Stan Sport now, which which I've just got. Max Rushton is the host of Stan Sport's coverage of the Champions League. A fair bit happened this morning, but I think the biggest thing, Jared, is that Leo Messi, he scored twice. Barcelona beat Borussia in a pretty meaningless game. But he went past Pele on the list of most goals scored in professional football. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo is at number one. Mm. I think he's about 20 or 30 goals ahead of him. You know my viewpoint on this. I'd take Ronaldo over Messi, but it's a controversial
view. It's a Messi argument.
Let's ask Max Rushton, the host. Welcome, Max.
I mean, that's a mistake already. I mean, first of all, you did it. You made a brilliant Freudian slip there by saying Barcelona, because it is weird to see Lionel Messi not in a Barcelona shirt.
Oh, goodness me, it's PSG. I got the club wrong. How am I going?
You're absolutely fine. You know, as an Englishman talking about sport today, I don't think I've got a leg to stand on. I'm just trying to get through this interview and get back in bed and pretend nothing has happened in sport today, frankly. Listen, it's really easy. You can divide people. You can tell if somebody is good or evil if they prefer Messi or Ronaldo. It's that simple.
We'll get back to that shortly, Max. Do not get off the topic. Where were you and how did you feel when that first ball was bowled?
Are you serious? You know when you go, when you think, first ball doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
Surely it's about time as the thunder claps down in Sydney. I was told this country was sunny and warm every day. Home and Away lied to me. Heartbreak High lied to me. The Flying Doctors lied to me. And here I am watching a replay of Harmison's first ball to second slip being compared to Stark's ball that takes Burns' leg stump. Well, Midland leg, wasn't it? I was sat in front of my television and I thought, that can't have just happened. He must have clipped that to the boundary for four, can't he? I mean, that's just it's just a beautiful first ball to get, isn't it?
Max has taken this well, I think, Jared.
Well, Max, there's only one solution. It is about that time. Go and open a beer or go and get to the Bondi, North Bondi RSL and drown your sorrows.
I think, 147, that's something to bowl at, isn't it? You know, it's a bit murky there.
Yep.
It's the Chris Wokes ashes. I just saw someone tweeting. You never know. I'm an optimistic cricket viewer, but that was, that was a sad time. It was a sad day for me, yeah.
I think it might be a sad few weeks coming up, but we don't know. Hey, Max, I love my football. Can you explain to Jared, who is a former footballer himself, but very different one, Australian rules, who doesn't follow the Champions League as closely, can you just explain what happened with Atletico Madrid this morning? Because I'm not actually sure I've seen a game like it.
Oh, I mean, this is so the language rules are different for Australian radio, aren't they? But I'll use the polite term of S-housery, right? And S is S. You know,
Shizen is the way you can get away with it on this station.
Right,
Shizenhausen.
Okay, fine. So S-housery, and they are sort of the classic team of this. They have this manager, Diego Simeone, who's been there for years. I think he might be the best paid manager in world football. He has been incredibly successful. They won the league last year, but they just have a way of getting under the skin of everybody, right? So they were playing Porto today. Liverpool were playing AC Milan. Liverpool were through. Any one of the other three could have gone through. But Liverpool beat Milan, so it was down to who won between Porto and Atletico Madrid. And Porto actually playing better. And then Atleti have a man sent off for punching one of the Porto players. It's a definite red card. You're not allowed to do that in the proper game of football. And then and so then Atleti do everything to try and get a Porto player sent off. And you're just thinking, just keep your heads here, Porto, and you'll be fine. And then you've got a man advantage. You should be able to win this game. I think they were 1-0 down at the time. And they just needed a point to get through. And then the Atleti, the Porto defender, Wendell, just he went into a tackle. It was a fair tackle, but the Atleti player falls on the floor. He gets up in a rage. Wendell sort of vaguely pushes his arm towards him. He collapses in a heap again. The referee sends him off. He should never have sent him off. We've got video assistant referees now, but they didn't spot it. It was a complete outrage. Atleti went on to win the game 3-1. They are through. It's sort of brilliant and depressing at the same time, right? Because it's great to have Atleti in the last 16. You'd never want to play them because they've just got a way. There are teams in every sport. They've just got a way of riling you, and just getting under your skin.
Sounds like they're experts at it.
No, they really are masters, totally.
So before we go, can we just get back to your argument, Messi over Ronaldo?
Absolutely right. Listen, it depends what you think about sport, right? Are your favourite sports people, in whatever game it is, the ones for whom it was just a gift? It was just gifted to them. They were just born these absolutely sort of scintillating, otherworldly humans. And that's what Lionel Messi is. Cristiano Ronaldo is someone who has had to work at it, you know, and he's, it's a fair play to him. He's done okay, right? He scored more goals than anyone else. And that is quite an achievement given how many people have played football and, you know, physically has changed himself. But there's just something about the way Messi moves that means it isn't really a debate.
Come on, Max. You're better than that. Ronaldo's dominated three different leagues and taken taken Portugal with no other good players to a title. Messi's played in one league and are now taken cash for a bush league, and it's done nothing with Argentina. Yeah. Come on, Max.
Well, he won the Copa America with Argentina, so they've got the same number of major trophies. That's important to say. Ronaldo, I don't know, did he play in the final? I forget. He didn't really lead them. It was a team effort, Portugal, and they drew their way to win those Euros, and that doesn't really count. Yes, Ronaldo has maybe achieved it in more leagues, but it's artistry, right? That's what it is. It's a very sort of agricultural approach to sport that you're taking here.
Jared, do you want the gifted one or do you want the worker?
I want a combination.
It sounds like a lack of subtlety. You know, it reminds me of the Australian opening attack. There's no craft. There's no art. It's just blast them out. It's just blast them out. Really, it's not how cricket. It's not cricket, is it? Let's face it. And in many ways, the real winners of this Ashes will not be the team that wins 5-0. It'll be the artists, if we have any of them.
It'll be the Englishmen drinking their sorrows most nights at the pub afterwards. Max, lovely to have you on. We'd love to keep having you on if you could.
Yeah, not a problem.
Appreciate it. Max Rushton there, the host of Stan Sports.
Very good.
UEFA Champions League coverage and a very, very
painful experience right now.
Sad Englishman. Mm. More on sports after this.